got no hope or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Well, it's perfectly simple. Just take the knob and turn it clockwise. What are we supposed to do? Spend the rest of our lives in a house without windows? Now here is the living room.
And here is the Reach Radio Show. You want to spend your life without windows? Then you have to have a Mac. Oh, well. Welcome to the Reach Radio Show. This is the place where the coolest real estate professionals gather for the best real estate news and money-saving tips, along with the latest home buying facts and community information. Our mission at Reach is placing families in a home, not just a house. Well, good afternoon. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, along with Steve Cody and Rick Snyder, our show producer. Reach counselors say, and Rick says it too, they have officially declared that today's real estate market is recovering in your favor. And if you're ready to become a homeowner, call the good folks at Reach right now and let them know you're looking for a place to call home in case you don't have no home. Reach counselors have the latest information about how you may benefit from their newly acquired inventory of South Florida properties. The toll-free number for Reach, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. Or you may check out their website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out that website. There's a lot of cool stuff on there. Coming up on today's show, Natalie Campeau is here with some extra energy from the heart. Just in case you're feeling a little down, she says your heart has some good news for your body. Then we'll get on the level with Charlie White. He hails from the Boynton Beach Lowe's Home Improvement Warehouse, and he's here to tell us how easy it is to curb your home. Charlie White coming right up. Then Steve Cody checks in at the bottom of the hour with the latest real estate news and a special story about a police officer who found the creator of the universe in Astor, Florida. Stay tuned for that. After the news, Hammer the Scammer segment with Rick Snyder. He's online with some Section 8 scammers. That's coming right up. And in our house, Carlton Thompson, our resident pest control freak, is here with a message for a grisophobiacs. I'll say that again, a grisophobiacs. There you go. In 35 minutes, they'll be crawling all over our house. And, of course, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week has a special message for homebuyer Pat Tracy and Associates has bundled a home buying package, including down payment assistance and mortgage assistance program. So stay tuned for that. But right now, let's take a look at South Florida's latest real estate headlines brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved counseling agency. Here with the headlines is Reach Radio's consistently random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator, Steve Cody.
Why, thank you, sir. It's been barely a couple of weeks since a nationwide changeover in mortgage and settlement procedures went into effect, but lenders and brokers are already charging that just about everything is taking longer and that home buyers' costs are increasing. Four giant banks with offices in Palm Beach County continue to gain market share, proving once again that consumers do seem to like too-big-to-fail institutions despite their role in the mortgage meltdown. And a new Make Room study suggests that residents of Florida spend way too much of their income on rent each month. We'll give you the numbers. And in Palm Beach County, the rent-or-buy decision at this point is a no-brainer. This according to a study released by Trulia. And Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties have the highest risk of mortgage fraud in the country, according to a report that was released on past Thursday by CoreLogic. And fewer U.S. homes are underwater now. The peak was in 2007. A seriously underwater home has a loan-to-value ratio of 125%. That underwater, of course, means that your home is worth less than you owe on it. We'll have those and more coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Oh, great. Well, when we return, how's your body energy? Our first guest has something to say that might cause you to jump for joy. At the very least, you may do so using your own energy. She's all fired up and ready to tell you how to do the same. Dr. Natalie Campeau is on deck. Doctor?
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 I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. I'm a lonely boy.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing at reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing at reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Welcome back to the Reach Radio Show. I'm still Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy, letting you in on a little Reach special. Are you fed up with renting, considering home ownership, are you? Well, if that's your passion, you need to know about Reach's first-time homebuyers workshop. This workshop sets you up with government financing, down payment assistance, and many other financial options. When you complete this six-hour class, you will be officially qualified to receive government funds. The next workshop is, well, I'm not going to tell you because it's the end of the year. Well, you know what? Here's the best thing to do. You call Reach, 855-487-3224, 855-48-REACH. And I think that probably in November and December, we're probably a little low on the workshop area. But when we do, they are from 1 to 7 p.m. at the Reach's offices in Palm Beach Garden. Registration starts at 12:30. And the class starts at 1. There is a $49 fee for this HUD-approved workshop, but it includes beverages and some food, some finger food, I would imagine. And if you didn't pre-register, not to worry. Oh, favored one, we'll get you at the door, Steve.
You can, however, take this course at your leisure online.
That's right.
Just go to our website, which is reach4housing.org.
That's
reach4housing.org, and do programs, and then first-time homebuyer. And you'll see the second one down is how you can do this online, and you get the very same certificate.
Now, we do have to tell the folks that there is a $125 charge to take the course online. It's $40, and you don't get food and beverages.
True.
Unless you're in your kitchen when you take that. You know, the classes do fill up, folks, so I would encourage you to call Reach, 855-487-3224, and check out the next workshop. And here's some good news. HUD considers a first-time home buyer as someone who hasn't owned a home in the last 3 consecutive years.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
Okay, our first guest hails from the land of our northern neighbor. That would be Canada, eh? She is an MD in medicine from the University of Montreal and began her practice at Montreal General Hospital. That's a good place to start. And currently she's retired from the medical practice and coaches companies on the value of retaining their best employees. Natalie Campo, welcome to the Reach Radio Show.
Nice to be here.
Well, hey, I always have fun talking to, I say French, but it's not really French, right? It's French-Canadian. That's a different dialect than just French, right?
Well, it's the same difference as between British English and American English.
Exactly. I knew there was a difference in there, but it doesn't matter. I mean, it's great that you came down to America to spread your knowledge. And I'm looking at your latest book called The Energizing Heart.
Yes.
Are you telling me that my heart has some extra energy that I can tap into?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, tell me what that's all about.
Well, you know how doctors have been telling people for many, many years what people have to do to keep their heart in good health?
Right.
Well, now I'm telling you the reverse, what your heart can do for you.
Wow. Ask not what you can do for your heart, but what your heart can do for you.
For you. Exactly. And one word would be your heart can give you energy. It came along because for many years when I was practicing medicine, this is a phrase I heard over and over. Doctor, I don't have any energy. Please do something, anything. So after I retired from my medical practice, I went on a quest. And I was trying to find ways to help people have more energy. And you know what? I found.
Uh-oh.
I found that the heart is the organ of the body that has most energy, way much more than the brain. And the electricity produced by the heart is, as you know, measured every time we do an EKG. Well, when we put this electrical connection to the heart, and you put that on a paper, and if you compare that to the EEG, which is done by the brain, the waves, the amplitude of the wave is way much higher when it's your heart. Yes, when it comes from, some authors say 50 times to 100 times more energy is produced by your heart.
Wow. I used to think if you had stinking thinking, you need a checkup from the neck up. But I guess it's the heart, right?
Well, the heart, actually, it's not a competition, but you can use your heart to pacify your brain.
Okay, I think you said something in your book. It's called heart-brain synchronization.
Exactly.
And what do we got to do? Get them in time together?
Exactly. It's exactly that. You have them when the waves of your heart, the electrocardiogram, they have to peak at the same time as those of your brain. Ah. And this is how it works. For the longest time, we've known that the brain can influence your heart. Let's say you see a horror movie. What happens? Your heart goes faster.
Thump, thump, thump.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. Now we're learning that there are nerves that go from your heart to your brain, and it can pacify your brain. So if you use a technique that helps you breathe from the heart and use your heart energy, you not only pacify your brain, but you can have the two electrical waves peak together. And this is what we call synchronizing your heart with your brain.
And you can do that through a mental exercise?
No, you do that with a heart exercise.
Mm. All right. Do I have to take my heart out for a walk?
No. Well, there's many techniques. The first ones to develop, to talk about this concept and to have developed a technique is ArthMath in California, ArthMath Institute in California.
Right.
I developed my own technique intuitively, which I call heart smiling.
Ah, that's right. I read about that.
Yeah. So heart smiling is a very easy technique that you can do. You don't have to go in a room and meditate for 20 minutes. You can do that while you're even in the midst of a conversation. You can do that. Mm. So heart smiling is a technique where you use in order to tap into the energy of your heart. The secret is to use the higher emotions of your heart, which is appreciation, gratitude, joy, all those emotions. Like joy, we say, my heart is leaping with joy.
Oh, yeah.
And gratitude, you say, my cup is running over, my heart is running over. So we have in our everyday vocabularies words that relate an emotion to the heart. Like to be generous is to have your heart on your hand.
So, well, they say you are what you think about.
Absolutely.
So that's what you're projecting here.
Yeah.
If we think good thoughts, if we think positive.
Well, it's more than think, it's about feeling. So mm-hmm. in order to tap into the energy of your heart, you have to feel gratitude. You have to feel appreciation. So every time
that's
you
called
do
honesty.
That, yes, but if you feel like, oh my God, I'm so lucky to live here in Florida. Look at the sunset this morning. Wow. When you have these emotions, your heart, which is, by the way, also an endocrine gland, your heart is not just a pump. Your heart produces hormones. And I won't go to the details of that. In my book, I explain where it comes from, the first doctors who discovered that. But your heart secretes hormones that make you feel good, like endorphins, oxytocin, and other hormones like that. So when you experience appreciation, it makes you feel good. It changes your whole chemistry, and it makes you feel good.
Now I know how people feel, like our loyal listener Lloyd, when he got his first house.
Yep.
He was so positive and so up, and he felt so good. I would say either call the doctor or call Reach, and you'll feel good, right?
Yeah.
So you say there are it's personal energy is what you talk about.
Yes.
And then you say there are seven levels of personal what do you mean by that? Seven levels?
Yeah, seven levels of personal energy. It's a little bit like the Maslow pyramid that everybody knows. It's about so the seven levels of personal energy have to do with physical energy first.
Right.
So when your heart produces physical energy, it's after, let's say, that you after you run,
right?
Your heart goes faster, and then it gives you energy. The contrary is when you don't have energy, physical energy. Let's say you had the flu and you had a big high fever for a few days. Then your body is drained of physical energy.
Ah, okay.
So after a fever, you feel like weak and you don't have enough energy. That's physical energy. Emotional energy is when you experience joy or happiness, or you're just sleeping with joy.
Steve has something about, what did you tell me one time that excitement? And fear and excitement
are the way your body reacts to fear and excitement are exactly the same. It's all in how you interpret it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that's, I think, what you're talking about. You got the brain reinterpreting.
Yes. Exactly. So when you also at the emotional level, when you're drained of energy, it's when, let's say, you had an argument or you had a fight or you had something, and then you feel, oh my God, I can't have a fight, I'm so exhausted after a fight. It's because you're drained of emotional energy.
Well, Rick and I do that all the time. We kind of like it. That's what it is. All right, so now engaging your heart. Now, I understand, I hear the words, and I guess you engage the heart through the thought.
No, through the feeling again.
The feeling again.
Yes, the feeling.
Explain to me how that works. Well, wait, you know what we got to do? We have to take a little break.
Okay.
You wouldn't mind hanging on for a few moments, would you?
No.
All right, good. Let's take a break. There we go. When we return, the doctor is in. Doctor? Doctor?
Doctor?
Doctor? Yeah. Hey, stay tuned. This is a good segment. You'll really like what we have to say next. So hang in there. Don't go back. We'll be right away.
Ain't got no hope. I know later on, ain't got no home, I know face wrong, I'm a lonely boy.
Making home affordable, MHA can help you. Do you know your options? REACH is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact REACH, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about making home affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email REACH at housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org, REACH the number 4, housing.org. Call REACH at 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no hope, I know later on. Ain't got no hope, I know face wrong.
Welcome back to the REACH Radio Show. I'm still Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, along with Steve Cody and Rick Snyder, our show producer. And we have been speaking with Natalie Campo. She is from the land of the north in Canada, and we love that. That's how you spell Canada up there, right? C-A-N-A-D-A, right? Canada. She is a retired medical doctor practicing at the Montreal General Hospital. And like I said, she's retired and now coaches companies on how to probably make their people smarter and better, right? Natalie, thanks for hanging in through the break. Appreciate that. You're still here. You're still
yes,
here.
I'm okay. still here. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, good. All right. Now, you have a practice now of teaching companies how to keep valuable employees, and I'm assuming that you do that through heart energy.
Absolutely.
Yay.
Do you know that the number one reason why people quit their job, 68% of people quit their job because they don't feel appreciated. They feel their work doesn't matter. So
wow.
I coach leaders and managers to use their heart to connect with their employees so that they can get the best out of them.
Uh-huh.
So
and
that's one of
again, you invoke that physical feeling and not so much the mental thing. I thought it was all about mental. I mean,
well, actually, it's more complex than that because the heart has its own intelligence. So when you use the intelligence of the heart, it's like you think with your heart, and it's different thinking than your brain. But that's a little confusing. So let's keep the heart for feeling and the brain for thinking.
I was going to say, you know, I understand. My wife and my girlfriend have that same problem. And I just, what do you, You know, it's all from the heart is what they say.
Yes,
you know?
It's all from the heart.
So, well, you know, I don't want to get too medical on people, but you did say something that has piqued my interest. The heart gives off hormones.
Yes.
And I didn't know that.
Yes.
I also know that your heart can actually grow another artery. It can repair itself.
Yes.
What a magnificent instrument the heart must be.
Yes.
And have you ever done anything with the heart? You've ever held them in your hands? Or?
Well, I did 3 years of surgery when I was a resident.
Sure.
And at that time, yes, when I was doing my rotation in heart surgery, yes, I did hold. It's one of the... It brings tears to your eyes.
Yeah.
Holding a heart in your hand, it's alive, and you feel the power of the life force. It's almost a mystical experience. It brings tears to your eyes. You say, wow.
Yeah. And here I am, I'm thinking about Mel Brooks and Young Frankenstein. You know, he's got the heart in his hand. Yes. Oh, my gosh. And companies, and how do they use your services? I mean, what exactly do you
yes.
pick? Hey, well, this guy can stay, that guy has to go, that guy stay. I mean, how
actually,
do you do
one of the problems that is going on now in companies is the new generation, the millennials.
The millennials, yeah.
And those young employees don't require the same type of connection with the leadership. They've been raised as a kid they're the generation where the mom and the dad would always say, oh wow, good for you, you're doing great, and the dad would call them dude or buddy, so they don't have the same relationship with authority. So I basically coach managers and leaders how to relate with the younger generation to be able to support them and to mentor them and to coach them into being the best that they can be.
Perfect.
And when you're able to engage somebody's heart, somebody's passion, you have the best employee ever.
That's true.
Yes.
That is true. The most passionate people do the most progressive work. So, wow, that's kind of cool.
Yes.
And so, again, do you have an evaluation process that you go through, or is it just a general training program for?
I do mostly one-on-one. I do mostly coaching because every relationship, every situation is different. And I really, I basically take the leader or the manager and tell them, which employee you need to keep for the company is really, really good, but it's a nightmare. This employee is a nightmare. I really enjoy the skills of that person, but it's a very difficult person to work with. So this is when I try to work with.
Can you change those people around by what you write in your
Absolutely.
Book? So there's no such thing as a bad employee then,
no,
right?
No, it's a question of seeing the relationship differently. It's a question of perception. And empathy, which is also something from the heart, is important there because you have both the employee and the leader to try to put in each other's shoes so that they can see the perception of the other person, and this is how you work it out. It's all around heart energy and heart thinking.
That's it. Well, I had somebody once say that the two biggest problems in the world are empathy and intelligence. And he said, how are you going to solve that? He says, I don't know, and I don't care. So let's give out your website, okay?
Okay.
Just in case people want to go take a look at it, it's www.urenergy.com. I mean, how can you miss that? And it's not the letter U. It's Y-O-U-A-R-E, energy.com. Or you can give Natalie a call at 561-704-8850. I'll give you that again, 561-704-8850. If your heart's a little lacking some energy and want to become a little more robust, I would say that you would call her, and she would get you a copy. We have a copy of the book right here. It's a great book. It's a good read. And I'm glad that you came in to say hi.
What's the title of the book, Al?
Oh, it's Energizing, The Energizing Heart. I didn't say that? Shame on me. And you can check out her website again, urenergy.com. Natalie, thanks for coming in and spending your time.
My pleasure.
All right, we're about to launch the second half of the Reach Radio show, and we will. Here it goes. Get ready. We just launched it. Directly after the news, Hammer the Scammer segment. Rick has a list of Section 8 scams. You know, scamming Section 8 folks is akin to sticking your foot out to trip up a blind person. Come on, get ready for the hammer. Then Carlton Thompson, our resident pest control freak, is in-house today with a message for a grisophobiacs. and the bear hunt that's going on in Florida right now. Our health segment just a few moments away. And Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how we have a bundled package just for you, help you get into your own home. But right now, it's live from the Electronic Palace, Reach Radio's real estate news at the bottom of the hour with a guy who deletes his personal emails with an eraser. It's Steve Cody, our effervescent news guy.
Why, thank you, sir.
You bet.
It's been barely a couple of weeks since the nationwide changeover in mortgage and settlement procedures went into effect, but lenders and brokers are already charging that just about everything is taking longer and that home buyers' costs are increasing. As of October 3rd, lenders, title insurers, and settlement agents had to comply with an almost 1,900-page new rulebook. The change was designed to improve transparency and accuracy in real estate and mortgage transactions to help both buyers and refinancers. Most mortgage experts view the new disclosures as an improvement over the ones they replaced, but worry remains that the reformed process would dry out the typical time span between loan application and closing. However, what was received and what received less focus is the impact of the longer timelines on how much consumers pay to close the deal. Increases that are just starting to become evident. Four giant banks with offices in Palm Beach County continue to gain market share, proving once again that consumers like those too big to fail institutions despite their role in the mortgage meltdown. The big four, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase, and Citibank, held 51% of Palm Beach County's deposits as of June 30th, according to new numbers from the Florida Deposit Insurance Corporation. That's up from 50.36% last year. Palm Beach County deposits are continuing to dwindle, though. Only 13.9% of Palm Beach County money was held by Florida-based banks as of June 30th. That's down from 15.5% a year ago. Palm Beach County deposits grew $45 billion this year, up from $40.5 billion. And a new study by Make Rooms suggests that residents of Florida spend too much of their income on rent each month. According to a report, 30.3% of Floridians spend at least 50% of their monthly income on rent. That makes Florida the most rent-burdened state in the nation, topping others such as the high rental states like California and New York. The study reports that only 30% of residents in those two states spend half of their income. According to Make Room, the researchers there, Florida's rent issues are due to four main factors. One, its rapidly growing population. Two, its tourist-driven economy with workers paid less than in other states. Three, increasing land prices. And finally, a construction market that produces luxury residents rather than affordable housing. The study says that metropolitan areas such as Daytona Beach and Miami have been hit the hardest by this situation. In Palm Beach County, the rent or buy decision is a no-brainer. It's 41% cheaper to buy than it is to rent, according to a study released on Wednesday by Trulia. Palm Beach County boasts one of the nation's biggest discounts for buying versus renting, ranked 12th among the 100 largest metro areas. Trulia based its calculations on Palm Beach County's median home price of $231,490 and the median rent of $1,800 as of last month. Houston, with a 46% discount, is the best buyer's market. Fort Lauderdale ranked number 4 with 44% spread. Miami's number 5 at 43%. Honolulu, San Jose, California are two markets where it makes the most sense to rent. In Honolulu, the typical home costs more than $600,000, while the rent is only about $2,500. Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties have the highest risk of mortgage fraud of any area in the country, according to a report released by CoreLogic. Mortgage fraud typically involves hiding information from lenders so that borrowers can obtain loans that they would have not gotten if they had been truthful. The report covered the second quarter of 2015. The high number of cheap foreclosed homes in South Florida has made the region a magnet for fraud. But as foreclosure inventory dwindles away, the opportunity for fraud is growing smaller, too. The risk of mortgage fraud in South Florida fell by 9% year over year in the second quarter, according to the report. Some local scammers had been prominent members of the community. For instance, North Miami Mayor Lucy Tondreau, who was sentenced to 65 months in federal prison in March for her role in an $11 million mortgage fraud scheme. In addition, Florida has the nation's highest risk of mortgage fraud, according to CoreLogic. And finally, an Astor, Florida man was arrested after telling deputies that he was the creator and owner of the world. While on patrol, A deputy noticed Alan Ramsey, 61 years old, hiding in a bush on the north side of State Road 40. The deputy sheriff said Ramsey was watching a worker at the Kangaroo Express convenience store pick up garbage outside the store. So the deputy asked Ramsey to come out of the bushes. According to the report, Ramsey tried to hide himself better, crawling in farther. But he did finally come out of the bush. The police officer said that Ramsey was asked what he was doing, and he said, "I am the creator, and it's none of your business." When asked who he was, Ramsey replied, "I am the Alpha and the Omega. Look it up." Ramsey tried to hide in the bushes again, and he kept responding to the deputy's request for his name. He kept saying, "Look it up. Look it up." After being taken into custody, Ramsey continued to mumble that he was the creator and that he owned the world. Due to his behavior and his refusal to identify himself, deputies say that Ramsey was arrested and charged with loitering and prowling. So beware of voices coming from a bush saying, "I am the creator."
Shouldn't that bush have been burning?
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
Okay, just as we predicted, it's time to hammer the scammer because they're out there. We must be aware. This week's report brought to you by reachforhousing.org. They say reach for the dream in 2015 simply because you can. And now our show producer, Rick Snyder, has some Section 8 scams for us to ponder. Rick.
Yes.
Section 8?
Section 8.
So what's that? Like one more than Section 7?
That's correct. It is one more than Section 7, Alan. Actually, Section 8 is a program operated by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development.
That's HUD. We know those guys.
It provides assistance to extremely low-income renters by issuing housing choice vouchers via local government housing authorities and other government agencies. And it's the voucher program, and therefore, by definition, those who can least afford to be scammed that are being specifically targeted.
That's terrible.
The vouchers help people pay for privately owned rental units that might otherwise be outside their budget, so it's easy to see why would-be renters are really eager to get hold of them. But the trouble is the vouchers are not readily available. The availability depends on annual allocations made by HUD to each state. So HUD gives money to Florida every year, and then it's up to us, Florida, to distribute
the
vouchers. Right. Renters put their names on a state-by-state waiting list and wait for their application to be reviewed. Because there usually isn't enough money to go around, some agencies use a lottery system to allocate vouchers. It can take anything from a few days to a few years for applicants to get theirs.
All right, so let me see something now. Not everybody that applies for Section 8 housing gets it?
That's right. There's just not enough money to give to everybody.
Wow.
Here comes the
goal. Isn't
that gold
discrimination? We had to call Vince Larkins.
Call him up. Yes. It's a golden opportunity now for the scammers to go to work. There are two main scams. The first one, crooks set up bogus sites that appear to belong to be or associated with HUD. These scam sites often use the Section 8 name prominently, may even use official logos, notably one for Equal Housing Opportunity. These bogus sites often show up at or near the top of online searches for Section 8 waiting list information. You Google that, boom, up it comes. It could be a fake. Most of these fake sites charge, here it is, a fee to get on the supposed waiting list. And they usually ask for confidential information. Guess what they want? Yeah. They want your Social Security number. They want your bank details. We're talking about low-income people who are literally heading for the danger zone, and now scammers are stealing this personal information from people that can least afford it. Every week we say the same thing. Don't give out your personal information until you really know what it is.
I've heard of honor amongst thieves.
Yes.
I guess that's gone. So now the people that are scamming poor people.
Yes, the people that can least afford to be scammed.
Wow.
Scammers will ask for payments to be made either via money wires or with a reloadable debt card. All this means is victims are out of pocket for the cost of the fees, at risk of identity theft. That info, by the way, is usually sold to underworld crooks. And, of course, out of luck for getting a Section 8 voucher since your name isn't really on any waiting list. So be very careful when you do
this. So it's a double whammy.
Right.
Not only do they lose their money, I don't know if they would do an identity theft. Does it pay to do an identity? Okay.
You want a social security number? There you go.
Man, I'm telling you. You know what we have? We call this the Hammer the Scammer segment.
Right.
I didn't tell people that what we have is a ball peen hammer.
Yikes.
And a ball peen hammer hitting the knuckles.
Ouch. Alan.
Yeah, it makes you not want to be a scammer.
Didn't realize
anymore.
You had that streak of violence.
Yeah. No,
hey, there's
violent.
another scam here. Some of these bogus sites pretend to have a list of houses available for rent under the Section 8 program. Victims who inquire about renting these homes are asked to pay the first and last month's rent up front. Hello. But of course, while the homes themselves might exist, might even be available for rent, the money paid out by victims just goes straight into the crook's pocket, and you don't have that money anymore.
It's a pocket rocket.
They got it. So if you know somebody who's hoping to get a Section 8 voucher, here are five things you need to know. We'll do them quick. Get this on paper. There's no charge to get your name on a waiting list. There's no way that paying a fee will increase chances of getting a voucher. Housing authorities don't use money wiring services or reloadable debt cards as sources of payment. Mm-hmm. Housing authorities don't send out emails, make phone calls, or send text messages promoting their Section 8 programs. Individual housing agencies, kind of like REACH, manage their own Section 8 programs. Contact them directly to find out how to get on the waiting list. Section 8 programs, REACH will help you there.
And that number is?
855-487-3224. Again, 855-487-3224. And that's our lovely scam of the week.
Wow.
Section 8.
I don't know how you could even refer to that as lovely. I mean, man. Just when you think that the scammers can't get any lower.
they find ways, don't they?
There they are.
Rick, just thanks. A thought. Yeah, just what we say every week. Don't give your personal information online unless you've initiated the site. Be very careful. Don't pay a fee up front. The things you realize should be free, but you want to jump the line. It's not going to work. Your money's gone. No. If somebody rings your doorbell, ask for credentials, and never open an attachment in an email that you don't recognize.
Here's some breaking news for you. This just came across the wire. Yep. Luckily, we're sitting here. Maureen O'Hara dies at age 95.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, she was great. She was absolutely great. All right, Rick, thanks for that. All right, we would like to thank you for joining us every Saturday. Your company is appreciated. And for any Masons engaged in the Reach Radio Show today, hat tip to the Stephen Boring. He's the most worshipful Grand Master. He visited us last night from the Grand Lodge in Florida and Jacksonville, and we enjoyed their company, and I want to thank them for listening to the Reach Radio Show. He's a smart man. All right, check out our show website at reachradioshow.com and listen to past shows, or click on the email link and drop us a line. That's reachradioshow.com.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house.
Okay, it's time to get into Our House. This week's segment is brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counseling agency. And joining us on the phone right now is Carlton Thompson. He's our resident pest control freak, here with some information for agrisophobiacs. They're climbing all over the house today, Carlton. What's going on?
Stay inside, then.
You there, Carlton?
I'm here. You got me?
All right, I got you now, by golly. I was asking you, what are these agrisophobiacs doing?
Oh, man, they're shaking in their boots. Actually, today, both sides are shaking in their boots.
Actually, just to let folks know, agrisophobiac is someone who has a fear of wild animals, and for the first time in decades, it's open season on black bears in Florida. Of course, protests are planned. What do you know about this, Carlton?
Well, it's a controversial subject for sure. We've got a lot of problems with the bears in some of the populated areas, and that's kind of what they're trying to do. There's seven bear management areas in the state, and only which of four, I believe, are actually allowed, or they're having the hunt allowed in. And they're in some of the more populated areas. They're just trying to bring those numbers down so there's not as many encounters with people. So the best thing I can tell you there is if you want to protest, don't protest hunters. They have guns.
Yeah, you picked the wrong guy to protest with. Well, I think the problem is, and at least this is what the protesters are saying, it's really the fault of the public and not the bear. The bear's hungry. You have food in your garbage can. They're coming to get it, and I guess it's getting a little dangerous. They caught them swimming in pools and taking advantage of the real estate, I guess. So the state of Florida has declared open season, at least for 320 of our furry creatures there.
That's right. And those 320 harvests of bears are only going to come out of 4 out of the 7 management areas that they have for bears. They're just trying to lower the numbers in the heavily populated areas with human encounter.
Right.
Because they can be very dangerous. So if you want more information on that, go ahead and check it out with the state. Get all of the Florida Game, Wildlife Commission and find out really the truth about the matter. But what I can tell you is if you got bears in your area, keep your trash cans secure. They have bear secure cans you can purchase. If you see them, don't go out and try to take pictures of them and stop. Just steer clear of them. They can do harm real fast. Don't feed them. That'll just make more come around. If they have cubs with them, definitely avoid it. If you see a bear, basically just call the Florida Wildlife and Fish Commission. Let them handle it. Let them know about it. They want to know where these bears are. So just keep them informed. Let them know. They want to keep the count. They want to know where we need to be controlling the population to protect the humans.
Right.
That's all we're trying to do here. We're not trying to slaughter, a whole species of bears.
Yeah, you're not trying to wipe out the population. You just want to keep it under control and bring it down a little bit.
This is my opinion and my belief on what's going on.
Okay.
We learned from the alligator. We protected it, and now there's over 1 million alligators in the state of Florida, and they're in everybody's swimming pool all the time. They're crossing the turnpike, getting ran over, causing accidents. What they're trying to do is stay ahead of this and manage it better. Probably they're learning from some of the things they could have, should have, or would have done with the alligator. I think they're doing a great job. I know people like the fuzzy little bear, and he's cute, but you know what? He tastes good, too.
That's the wrong fuzzy bear.
They have to tag these bears within an hour after they take them. They have to keep the gender on there. They have to prove the gender. There's a lot of guidelines for this. This is not just to go out and get all you can. And as soon as they find out that they've tagged 320, this hunt is done. From there on, you're back to a felony offense killing a black bear.
That's right. They said that the season ends after 1 week or as soon as the cap of 320 kills is reached. So,
if they get 320 kills today, it's done.
Exactly.
They're just controlling is all they're doing here.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but the state of Florida has issued more than 3,200 permits for hunters. Oh, that's a lot of folks with guns going out looking for bar.
Yep. Anybody who's into the conspiracies and all that, I tell you what, that's a revenue driver right there. But
do they get to keep the bear when they shoot it?
Yes, you can field dress it in the field, but you have to keep its gender attached to the carcass, and then you have to, within an hour, get it tagged at one of the tagging stations that they have throughout the state so that they can keep track of how many bears have been harvested, and when they get to 320, they're shutting it down.
Okay. All right. Well, I think the best advice you gave us is don't go protesting against these hunters because they have guns.
Yeah.
All right, Carlton.
I mean, look at Dick Cheney. Look what he does. He likes to shoot people in the face.
Well, yeah, I know Ted Nugent was one of the guys that got a license for that, and Lisa Purdy. So how cool is that? Thank you.
But steer clear of the bear. Let the authorities know if you see one, and don't be too upset about it. It's for the better good.
Okay, we thank you for the info, Carlton. Check you next week.
All right.
When we return, want a new home? We have some. Interest rates are still incredibly low, and if you're a vet, well, we'd like to thank you for your service and welcome to 100% home financing. No money down for qualified vets.
Ain't got no home.
or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy.
Making home affordable, MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4 housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4 housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Welcome back to the Reach Radio Show. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heavy, here with a prodigious message for future homeowners. If you plan on using FHA, HUD, and other government assistance programs, you must complete selected HUD-approved training workshops in order to qualify for HUD assistance and receive big discounts from the banks and other approved lenders. Call Reach Counselors today and start the journey to home ownership. And if you're a vet, it's even better than you think. 855-48-REACH, 855-48-REACH. Or 855-487-3224 gets the job done, and speak with one of Reach's qualified counselors. Reach offers a comprehensive credit management workshop that teaches you how to deal with real credit issues, getting you back on a sound credit track. Reach also provides free foreclosure and modification counseling. Free of charge. No red flag there. Our trained counselors deal with mortgage and finance companies every day. Reach counselors know what the banks need even before they ask. That's because Reach works with the government agencies that make up all the rules. Hello, HUD. We work with HUD on a daily basis. Call our trained counselors right now and find out if you qualify for many of the government assistance programs available to you. 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. And remember, all classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. And over the weekend, you might want to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. And that brings us right up to this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Their number, 561-351-8000. 561-351-8000. That's Pat Tracy and Associates. She has bundled a special home buying package just for you. And I can tell you it has a down payment assistance formula, lots of closet space, and some mortgage assistance sauce. They will help you out, and many other government programs designed to help aid and assist you in becoming a homeowner. Call Pat Tracy and Associates right now, or go to their website, www.reachforhousing.org. That's reach the number 4, housing.org. It'd be better just to call Pat right now, 561-351-8000, and she will help you out. Now, we'd like to tell you about a little event coming up in Miami on October the 29th. That's the Wells Fargo Home Ownership Event, Thursday. That's in the middle of the week there, at the end, at October the 29th at the DoubleTree Hilton Grand Hotel. That's 1717 North Bay Shore Drive in Miami. Here's the best thing. Write down this number. Give them a call, and they'll tell you how to register. 561-932-0578. Again, 561-932-0578. And tell, it's really for Wells Fargo homeowners, but anybody can come down there because they are the guys that pull all the strings and get the financing done and all that good stuff. All right, let's slip all over to the phone right now. We have a few moments left here. We'll talk to Charlie. We tried to get to him earlier. Charlie White, he's our home warehouse guy from Lowe's. And Charlie, are you in there?
I'm here. How you doing, Alan?
Not too bad. You're on the road today, aren't you?
I am on the road traveling and trying to get some business done, but, you know, we got to do it all.
Well, we have a good signal coming in here, so let's say you were going to talk about how to curb your home. Now, what do you mean by that?
Well, actually, it's called curb appeal. A lot of people who are trying to sell their home or buy a home, the outside of the yards, the trees, everything looks kind of sour. So what they need to do is, so you want to improve the quick sale of your house,
right?
Improve the quality of your house.
Yeah.
Start with the aesthetic. Start with the outside. You know, not just the green grass, but put some plants in there. Put some flowers. You know, that's actually a biggie. The one mistake people make is they actually have overplanted. You can't put $10 in a $5 box.
Huh.
You just have to make it look appealing, and everybody, make sure everything's cut back. Your trees are cut, everything's trimmed, your house is painted properly. You don't want to be a house that's got a purple house in a green neighborhood. That just doesn't go.
Yeah, get a haircut and get a real job, right? You know, clean up the outside of the house, make it look pretty, because that's what it's about.
Pressure wash the driveway and the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Get rid of all the mold, get rid of everything else. It's got to be, if people are buying homes, they're looking for something they can walk into without a lot of maintenance.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
What you're going to do is actually, as you're buying, get ready to buy a house, see what's been done on the outside. Later on, next week we'll talk about the inside, but right now the outside, get it cleaned up. Make sure that fence is not kind of half fallen off. Make sure the backyard, don't just do the back front yard, make sure that backyard looks spotless too.
Well, you know, a lot of times, Charlie, when folks look at a house like that and the fence is broken and a tree's halfway fallen over, the first thing out of the buyer's mouth is, well, how much are you going to discount the house for that fence I'm going to have to fix? And how much are you going to discount for that tree I have to fix? So if you have like a maintenance-ready home for sale, you're probably going to get the price you're asking for.
You know, the word discount to a seller is an actually long letter, four-letter word.
it's a four-letter word squared.
They don't want that discount. They want somebody to look at it and say, look, Mama, that's the place we're going to live.
Okay.
And that's exactly what we got to make sure is done.
And why not? Because I think, if I'm not mistaken, the good folks at Lowe's over there rents those pressure washers, right?
Well, we have pressure washers. We have some of our stores rent, some of our stores don't.
Okay.
But we have all the equipment you need. Weather's getting cool, so it's time to get into planting season.
All right. Well, just to let folks know, you're at the Lowe's in Boynton Beach there. You could go to www.lowes.com. But to get a hold of Charlie, you're going to have to call 561-733-1397. That's 561-733-1397. I wouldn't suggest calling him now because he's out on the road. But if you're looking to have some curb appeal, Charlie would be the guy to call. All right, Charlie?
Sounds like a winner. Remember, we're here for you guys.
All right, we appreciate that. All right, folks, that's about all the time left to us today. Thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. Just a reminder, next week we have a jolly old guest. His name would be Saint Nick, better known as Santa Claus. What's he doing here so early? He'll be in studio with some super cool Christmas news. And notice we use the word Christmas here. There's a reason for the season, and Santa Roy will tell us all about it next week. It has to do with their toy drive, so it's coming right up. Also, check out the show website, reachradioshow.com. That's where all the Reach Radio shows are stored. And you can listen to last week's show, this week's show, whatever you feel like. And also take a look at our Spotlight Home of the Week. And I do believe the goodness bird just dropped a bundle here, and we'd like to wish Pat Tracy a happy birthday. See you next week.